The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. We subscribe to five, and they come when they come. From Real Simple, how do you cheer yourself up on a meh kind of day? My go-to is the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. I play it and dance and sing and am transported to a wonderful time in life. This is all their readers actually have written in with this, their answers. If rolling back over and waking up on the other side of the bed isn't an option, I will purposely look for positive things around me. If that doesn't work, the best thing to do is to help someone else. This is certain to brighten the day. Another, since I began my career 40 years ago, I've kept a smile file that includes birthday cards, nice emails, performance reviews, etc. It reminds me that I'm appreciated. Someone else, I FaceTime my sister or put on a podcast and go for a walk. Another, for me, the best way to cheer myself up is to make some food and choose a random friend to give it to. Seeing the smile on their face brings me joy. I also like to look out my window and find something that makes me happy or recognize the beauty around me. I cheer myself up with a bowl of strawberry ice cream underneath my favorite soft and cozy throw blanket. I look at framed photos of my grandparents and my mom who have all passed and thank them for my life. While fighting cancer and winning, I used the downtime to journal all the good times I could recall. I take my Weimaraner for a walk. Her perky enthusiasm always cheers me up. I call my daughter. She's witty, and her stories of her young boy's latest antics always get us laughing. As they say, laughter is the best medicine. From Magnolia, for your garden or maybe your home, I don't know yet, the Plumosa fern. Affectionately called a fuzzy fern for its appearance, the Plumosa fern actually isn't a fern at all. It's a vine in the asparagus family. Native to South Africa, hardy in zones 9 through 12, and easy to grow. Where winters are mild, it thrives in flower beds, weaving naturally around the skirts of perennials and shrubs. In a pot, Plumosa fern is easily adaptable, either as an elegant companion alongside a cluster of containers or as a standalone statement. Indoors, pots of Plumosa fern keep the dream of spring alive through the winter. Light. It grows best in bright but indirect light, in well-drained soil or a soil-based potting mix. Water thoroughly once a week from spring through fall, and then less often in the winter when growth slows. Maintenance. Pinching back plants when they grow leggy or cutting stems for a big splash of texture in bouquets encourages dense, fresh growth. And to know as they grow, tiny white flowers sparkle amid the foliage in summer. The flowers are followed by green berries that ripen to purple and are poisonous to people and pets, so beware. Trim off the flower stems when they appear to prevent berries from forming. In their native habitat, mature vines have prickly, woody stems and may reach 10 feet tall or more. As a houseplant, expect Plumosa fern to stay a well-mannered 2 to 3 feet tall. If you live in a cold winter area, bring plants indoors in the fall when outdoor temperatures drop into the mid-50s. They'll keep up their friendly ways all winter long. From Woman's World, ask Susie Orman about your money matters. Question, I recently went through a divorce. What steps can I take to rebuild my credit and grow my savings? And Susie says, when you say you want to rebuild your credit score and reclaim your power, I hear something important. At one point, you had good credit. At one point, you felt powerful. Something happened. Maybe money was part of it. Maybe it wasn't. But here's what I know for sure. If you did it once, you can do it again. Before we talk about credit scores, important to do three things. First, stand in your truth. Your self-worth is not defined by your net worth. A low credit score has nothing to do with who you are. Real power doesn't come from a bank account. It comes from reconnecting to the source of yourself, your values, your purpose, and the goals that matter most to you. That's the key to true lasting wealth. 2, don't let the past define you. Rebuilding your credit is actually the easy part. The hard part is giving yourself enough credit to know that you have what it takes to create the life you deserve and the life you want on your own. You've been through hard things and overcome them. You can do exactly that again. And 3, silence your fears. Anxiety loses its power when you replace it with a new truth. For example, if your fear is, I feel insecure, your new truth is, I am more powerful and financially secure than ever. Say it out loud 30 times, every time fear shows up. Retrain your mind, and I promise you, your money will follow. Now for the practical part. My forever rule is that after the loss of a loved one through death or divorce, you're to do nothing with your money for 6 months to a year other than paying off debt. Next, pull off all 3 credit reports. Go to annualcreditreport.com and get them for free. Review every line, making sure your name is not on any credit cards or loans connected to an ex. Finally, if needed, open a secured credit card. You'll deposit a few $100s, use it for one small recurring expense, and pay it in full every month. Over time, your credit will rebuild. Go one step at a time. You're not just rebuilding your credit, you're rebuilding you. And the next question, I've heard of the 4% rule for retirement. Is it still safe to withdraw that much a year? Or should I be more cautious to avoid running out of money? And Susie says, before I tell you whether the 4% rule still works, let me first explain what it is. It's a retirement guideline created in the early 1990s that says if you withdraw 4% of your savings in the first year of retirement, then increase that dollar amount each year for inflation, your money should last about 30 years. Here's the problem. That rule was created in a world that no longer exists. In the 1990s, people didn't routinely live into their late 80s and 90s the way we do today. No one was planning for artificial intelligence changing careers, people being pushed out of the workforce earlier than expected, or health insurance premiums becoming one of the largest expenses in retirement. And I can promise you this, they did not plan for a global pandemic or the kind of economic uncertainty we now live with. Yet people still treat the 4% rule like it's a guarantee. My rule is 3 to 3.5%. I've been criticized for years for being too conservative, and my response has always been the same. I'm not conservative, I'm realistic. Not because you should live in fear, but because you need to live with options. And here's what most retirement rules never talk about. It's not just what you withdraw, it's what you spend. You take money out with one hand and immediately leaves with the other. Mortgage payments, debt, insurance, taxes, health care. If you retire owning your home outright, totally out of debt, and with intentionally low expenses, you simply don't need to withdraw as much. And the less you take, the longer your money lasts. And my rule isn't extreme. An example? On $1 million, 4% is $40,000. At 3 or 3.5, it's $30,000 to $35,000. That difference isn't deprivation, it's protection. Retirement isn't about seeing how much you can make. It's about making sure your money never abandons you. That's real security, Susie style. From Woman's World, outdoor time boosts longevity. People who engaged in outdoor activities had a 23% lower risk of dying from any cause, according to a Harvard study published in BMJ Medicine. And spending as little as 11 minutes a day in the sun can deliver those perks. What's more, activities like digging, lawn mowing, and chopping were linked to as much as a 41% lower risk of death from respiratory diseases. One theory? Being in the fresh air strengthens the heart and lungs in ways indoor exercise does not. Easy natural ways to prevent bladder leaks. First, a fluid timing trick. Prevent bladder leaks by simply adjusting when you drink your fluids. Studies show women who sip steadily throughout the day and then avoid drinking right before bed experience fewer leaks. Experts explain that consuming large amounts at once can rapidly fill the bladder, triggering accidents. Apps like HydroCoach can help. That's HydroCoach. Sending steady reminders to hydrate throughout the day. That way you stay refreshed and properly hydrated without the worry of leaks interrupting your day. Easy beverage swap. Clinical studies have found that women who limit caffeinated beverages report fewer urgency symptoms and incontinence episodes. Caffeine acts as both a bladder stimulant and mild diuretic, increasing urgency and urine production. Choosing decaffeinated coffee or tea, herbal blends, water, or sparkling water can help maintain hydration while minimizing bladder irritation. And a gentle yoga fix. Research shows women who follow a therapeutic yoga program targeting the core, hips, and pelvic floor report fewer leakage episodes. Yoga's deep breathing and mindful movement help women engage their pelvic floor muscles, making leaks less likely. Try the bridge pose. Lie on your back, knees bent, feet flat on the floor, and lift your hips while tightening your pelvic floor. A couple of book recommendations. A juicy family drama. When Shelby Van Pelt, author of the beloved novel Remarkably Bright Creatures, read this book, Lake Effect, by Cynthia Dieprix Sweeney, Sweeney. She said, "I could not put this down." In 1977, Rochester, New York, Nina's unhappily married when a fling threatens the life she's built. Meanwhile, Nina's daughter, Clara, is dealing with the weight of first love. Years later, Clara, still haunted by her family's scandal, is called home for a wedding. What follows upends her life. And a riveting mystery. If twisty, addictive thrillers are your cup of tea, the book Missing Sister by Joshi Lynn Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N, delivers. Twins Penny and Nix Albright were inseparable until an accident kills Nix. 5 years later, Penny is a new cop in Atlanta when her first murder scene turns personal. The victim is Danny, a man she blames for Nix's death. She stumbles on his killer, a woman who says this is linked to a story about sisters, before running off. A tale of sisterhood and revenge. From Woman's World, the simple sip that wards off stress. Staying hydrated may be the key to keeping calm, suggests research in the Journal of Applied Physiology. In the study, investigators found that people who drank about 4.4 liters of fluids a day had smaller cortisol spikes in response to stress compared to those who sipped less throughout the day. The reason? Dehydration raises levels of vasopressin, a hormone that triggers the body's stress response. That's two articles that have talked about water, right? From Woman's World, take advantage of paid job training. If you're 55 or over, unemployed and on a limited income, and it's taking longer than you expected to find a job, you may qualify for the Federal Senior Community Service Employment Program, which offers paid part-time assignments at local nonprofits and public agencies. such as schools, hospitals, daycare centers, and senior centers. To learn more, visit dol.gov/agencies, /ETA/seniors, SENIORS. Or, here's a phone number to call, 1-877-872-5627. That's 1-877-872-5627. And here's a free perk, Tour Parks for Less. Are you a nature lover who's 62 or older? You can get an America the Beautiful Senior Annual Pass for just $20 and enjoy unlimited entry to many national parks and monuments. Order yours at store, S-T-O-R-E, dot U-S-G-S, dot gov, / senior, S-E-N-I-O-R, dash, annual, A-N-N-U-A-L. Dirty cell phone screen? Woman's World has a solution. To safely remove fingerprints and smudges on your phone, fill a spray bottle with 8 ounces of rubbing alcohol and 8 ounces of water. Next, add 3 drops of liquid dish soap and lightly spritz the screen, then use a lint-free cloth to wipe it dry. The soap cuts through dirt and oil while rubbing alcohol kills the germs lurking on the phone's surface. Then you can save the leftover cleaner for future use. And there will be quite a bit, because they have you making a lot of it. From Woman's World, bedtime snacks that promote a slimmer tomorrow. To enjoy the healthy side of late-night snacking, consider these foods, which are scientifically shown to enhance your metabolism the morning after you eat them. Aim for 200-calorie snacks rich in healthy fat or fiber. A well-planned before-bed snack can be perfectly healthy. First, creamy avocado. Enjoy a whole or half avocado with sea salt, lemon juice, or everything bagel seasoning. Satisfying legumes, never thought of this as a snack, tuck into a black bean-based dip with veggie sticks. Hummus works too. And crunchy nuts. A handful of nutrient-dense nuts, especially pistachios and walnuts, does the trick. Well, I love them. From Magnolia, BLT pasta salad. This is a different pasta salad than we did last week. Prep time, 15 minutes. Cook time, according to the pasta package. And this makes 12 cups or 12 servings. We need 2 8-ounce packages of dried cheese-filled tortellini, 12 ounces of sliced bacon, crisp cooked and crumpled, 2 cups halved cherry tomatoes, 1 cup chopped cucumber, that's into half-inch pieces, 1 cup slivered red onion. I'm sorry, that was a half cup slivered red onion. Oh, a cup would be a lot. 2 tablespoons chopped fresh dill, buttermilk ranch dressing, and they're going to give us a recipe for that too, or you could always use bottled. 3 cups chopped romaine hearts or iceberg lettuce, sliced pickled peppercini peppers, optional. Bring a large pot of salted water to boiling, add pasta, and cook according to package directions. Drain. Rinse with cold water and drain. Place pasta in a large bowl. Add bacon, tomatoes, cucumber, onion, and dill. Toss to combine. Add 1 cup of the buttermilk ranch dressing. Toss to coat. Arrange lettuce in a serving bowl. Spoon pasta mixture over the top. If you like, top servings with peppercini peppers and additional dill. And for the buttermilk ranch dressing, in a medium bowl, whisk together 2/3 of a cup of buttermilk, 2/3 of a cup mayonnaise, 1/2 cup sour cream, 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, 2 cloves garlic minced, 2 teaspoons finely chopped fresh parsley, 1 teaspoon finely chopped fresh dill, 1 teaspoon finely chopped fresh chives, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, and 1/4 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper. Now, this makes 2 cups, but you're only going to need 2 tablespoons for this recipe. So keep that in mind. Only make this dressing if you like to have salads and you're going to use it up. Otherwise, go with the bottled kind. From Woman's World, chicken spinach parmesan. This is a slimmed down version. This makes enough for 2 people. Active time, 5 minutes. Total time, 20. We need 2 6-ounce each boneless, skinless chicken breasts, 1 teaspoon Italian seasoning blend, kosher salt and pepper to taste, a 5-ounce bag of baby spinach leaves, 1/2 to 1 cup of marinara sauce, 1/2 to 1 cup of shredded part-skim mozzarella cheese, 1/2 to 1 tablespoon grated parmesan, red pepper flakes, oregano, and chopped herbs, optional. Heat oven to 400 degrees. Mist both sides of each chicken breast with olive oil spray and season all sides with a liberal sprinkling of Italian seasoning blend and kosher salt. Place chicken on a small baking sheet and bake for 15 to 20 minutes until the internal temperature registers 165 degrees. While the chicken cooks, coat a large skillet with olive oil spray. Sauté the spinach over medium-high heat until wilted down, about 3 to 5 minutes. The spinach will likely be too much volume for the pan, so you can add extra handfuls as it wilts down. Season with salt and pepper and set aside. Heat broiler. Add a thin layer of marinara sauce to a casserole dish. Place the cooked chicken on top of the sauce and layer each piece with mozzarella with marinara sauce, then the sautéed spinach, then mozzarella, parmesan, and if desired, a pinch of oregano, red pepper flakes, and herbs. Broil for 1 minute until the cheese is hot and bubbly. Watch carefully so it doesn't burn. Spoon a thin layer of warmed sauce on each plate before topping with the chicken. I have to say, it looks very appetizing. From Woman's World, chicken and corn burritos. These simply satisfying wraps are perfect for a fast feast. This makes 4 servings. Active and total time are both 30 minutes. We need 1 tablespoon olive oil, 1 pound of ground chicken, 1 tablespoon chili powder, 1 cup of salsa, 1 cup frozen corn kernels, 1/4 cup chopped cilantro, 4 8-inch soft taco-size flour tortillas, 1 cup of jarred roasted red peppers cut into strips. In a 12-inch nonstick skillet, heat oil over medium-high heat. Add chicken and chili powder. Cook, stirring until browned, 7 to 8 minutes. Add salsa and corn. Cover. Over medium-low heat, cook until flavors blend, 7 to 8 minutes. Stir in cilantro. Spoon mixture over tortillas, leaving a 1/2-inch border around 3/4 of the edge, and an 1-inch border around the remaining edge furthest from you. Top with red peppers. Fold 2 opposite sides in about 1/2-inch. Roll up starting from the side closest to you. Heat the grill pan over medium. Grill the burritos, turning for 4 minutes, and serve warm. And for dessert, PB&J thumbprints. Turn a favorite sandwich pairing into cookies with ingredients already in your pantry. This makes 20. Active time is 1 hour. Total time is 2. We need 1 2/3 cups of all-purpose flour, 1/2 teaspoon baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon salt, half cup of butter at room temperature, 2/3 of a cup packed dark brown sugar, 2/3 of a cup peanut butter, 1 egg, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 2/3 of a cup sugar-free strawberry preserves. Heat oven to 350. Line baking sheets with parchment. In a bowl, mix the flour, baking soda, and salt. On medium speed, beat butter and sugar until blended 1 minute. Then beat in the peanut butter, then the egg, vanilla, and last the flour mixture until dough forms. Roll the dough into 20 balls. Place them 3 inches apart on baking sheets. Flatten to 2 1/4 inch round. I use the bottom of a glass for that. Make 1 1/2 inch wide indentation in the center of each. Fill each with 1 1/2 teaspoons preserves. Then bake until golden, 12 to 14 minutes. Cool for 5 minutes and transfer to racks to cool. So this makes 20 decent sized peanut butter and jelly thumbprints. How about that? And from Woman's World, take a mini vacation at home. Feel whisked away to Aruba with a drink inspired by Rum Reef Cocktail Bar and Grill and breathtaking videos of the island's landscape. It's called the Tropical Delight, and this is a tall blue cocktail. We need 3/4 cup of ice, 1/4 cup white cranberry juice drink, 1/4 cup of pineapple coconut rum, 2 tablespoons blue curacao, that's where the blue comes from, and 1/4 cup of seltzer. This is going to make 1. Fill a cocktail shaker with ice, juice, rum, and the blue curacao. Cover, shake vigorously for 30 seconds. Strain into an ice-filled glass. Top with seltzer. Garnish as desired. And your virtual tour? Appreciate the natural beauty of Aruba's azure waters and white sandy beaches as you watch the 360-degree videos posted at aruba.com, aruba.com/UK/virtual-tour. And from Woman's Day, to make a bottle bouquet for your table, tie together mismatched glass bottles or jars loosely with string or twine, and then fill them each with stems. They're showing short little, almost like little milk glasses or juice bottles, a bunch of them strung together, and each of them have different flowers in them. They look very cute together. And low cost. We have run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. We hope you've enjoyed listening. Please join us next time. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Ladies Magazines is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call our all-purpose number, 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Hope you join me next time.